Stephen Covey said, all things are created twice. First mentally, then physically. Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, this is Ashley Casper welcoming you to a Monday morning on the Grow Rich Mastermind here on the Good News Network. This is the place where we like to come and fill our cups and feed our minds, and I am so excited to be here with you today. It is March 16th, 2026, and our host today is Lori Sue Natherda, and she will be with us very soon on this magnificent Monday morning. Lori Sue Natherda is an enthusiastic Freedom Crusader and honored recipient of the Guiding Voice Award. She lives in Eastern Washington with her son, daughter-in-law, and two energetic grandsons. She's building her online business while guiding students and adults to regulate their emotions, quiet anxiety, and reawaken their ability to learn, grow, and thrive. A lifelong teacher and encourager, she is passionate about growth, connection, and awakening the genius within. She is beyond grateful for the chance to serve this amazing community, and I cannot wait to hear what she has for us today. But before we hear from her, I want to hear from all of you. So as I unmute the lines, please let me know what your name is and where you're calling in from.
Kat, North Texas.
Good morning, Kat. Good to hear you this morning.
Good morning, Ashley. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic, thank you. Who else we got out there?
Grand Rising family is Angela Amazing in Northern California.
Hey, Angela. Whoop, whoop.
Hey, Angela.
Hey, yeah. Ashley. Hey, Kat.
Hey. We got to wake some people up this morning.
I know.
Yeah, it seems like we're getting off to a slow start.
Yep. All right. I see
y'all
you out
wake
there,
up.
Gia. Good morning, good morning. Hope you're doing well over there. Who else we got out there this morning?
Ooh, good morning, good morning. Anita in Columbus, Ohio. Good
Arnita's
morning.
In the house. What's up, yeah. Arnita?
Hey, Anita.
Good morning. I'm here.
Awesome. You'll sound amazing. We'll get started here in just a moment.
Great day to be here. Great day to be alive.
Great day to be alive.
Great day.
Indeed.
Hey, Arnita.
Yes, good morning.
One more minute. Good morning, good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Well, yep. I can hear you loud and clear.
I think this is the slowest start y'all have had since I've been on the call.
I think so,
too. I know. Where's the fire? Where's the energy? You better play another song.
I'm telling you.
Play an upbeat song.
It may be all right. I didn't have power for 2 days.
Y'all been partying all weekend and you're tired?
Yep, that's what it is. It's a busy weekend.
St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day partying. Oh, my. Started early.
All right, everybody.
That's what St. Patty's Day is all about.
All right, it's the top of the hour. Take it away, Lori Sue.
All right. Wow. Hey, thank you, Ashley. You know, I'm looking at my board. I'm signed in. I'm really sure I'm signed into the dashboard, but it has disappeared from my computer screen. That's a little bit scary, but let's see if I can pull it back up.
Okay. Well, if you can't, I've got your back. No worries.
You do, and you're amazing, and I thank you so much for that. Awesome, awesome. All right. Let's see. Where am I? Grand Rising, everyone. This is Lori Sue. And I am truly honored to be here, your host today. I'm filling in for the incredible Booker Williams, who we truly missed at the beginning of this call. He really fires us up, the Freedom Cooker. Thank you, Booker, for bringing so much magic and value. And I want you to know it's a pleasure to work with you as harmonic engineer each Monday, and that I truly appreciate and love you. So, Booker and Linda, if you're out there, safe travels. And all of us are sending you so much love. So. And again, thank you, Ashley. I love you. So glad you have my back. And for those of you who aren't familiar, there's this huge broadcaster in the background. So she gets to pick not just the quotes, but also the music that she's playing. And thanks to Minister Christian Rita Joy, beautiful songs back there, and others that have been put in there, like our Zen in the Den with that Paul developed with AI. And there's some more that you'll get to hear along the way. So thank you to all those contributors, and again, Ashley. So we are meeting here. We're leaders from all over the world, and I'm serious about that. Spain, anyway, from all over the world. We gather Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern to study and mastermind on the timeless success principles that were taught by Napoleon Hill. And we're all reading right now his classic masterpiece, Think and Grow Rich, a famous book that's just alive and well today, right? Today we're picking up on page 163, right where the lovely Gail Kindig left us off on Friday on that powerful mastermind. Thank you so much, Gail. For those of you who have your book out and ready, it's page 163 where we'll start today, a bit later. And let's see. I have to tell you what we're reading today. I read ahead, and this is my favorite story in this entire book. It's a mystery. It's a bonus story. It's a success principle kind of wrapped inside a riddle. So I hope you'll enjoy it as much as me. So our shared vision here is freedom through principle-centered leadership. And so we're helping every person develop what Hill called prosperity consciousness. So people come to this call for sunshine, for encouragement, and for growth. And I'm telling you, we had kind of a quiet start this morning. Kat reminded us that it's St. Patty's Day, so a lot of people just might be still celebrating. So I want to do an energy check, which we do often on this call. So I'm going to unmute the lines. Let me ask you a few questions. Who believes their best ideas are still ahead of them? Who's ready to think bigger about what's possible? Who's just glad to be in this room full of people who actually believe in these principles? I want you to shout yes or idea, and let's get a pulse on how you're doing today as Ashley unmutes the line.
There's glory to
win.
Love it. I love it. I love this community every single time. thank you. So if you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. You landed in a really good place. We have a gift we call the Grow Rich Mastermind Collection. It's completely free for all participants, and it includes powerful tools like that, the Major Definite Purpose and Self-Confidence Formula, which we're going to be getting into, and things to help you actually apply these principles in real life. So just get back with the person who invited you, and they'll get you access to everything. So you can find our book of the month at growrichaudios.com/read. And this book of the month for us right now is This is Marketing. It's Seth Godin's book. He has so many. The Purple Cow is the one that sticks out in my mind, but the one for this month is This is Marketing. And our negative character attribute of the month is hypochondria. And that is such a rich one. It's a reminder not to let fear or imagine problems rob us of our power and our forward momentum. And honestly, that theme is going to show up in today's reading in a really interesting way. So hold on to that. Freedom Fest is coming. It's September 18th through 20th in Branson, Missouri, where it all started. It's a chance to gather in person with this community and the people you hear on this call every week. And I'm so excited about that. You can learn more at hbafreedomfest.com. And I was just thinking about how awesome it is to have AI with us now. You don't have to just go search for the best airline and best price and best time. But you could actually go in and you could ask chat. We've got this group of us that want to kind of fly together. We're coming from all different locations. We want to arrive. We all come in different airports because Branson's a kind of a different setup. But you could ask chat to plug in everybody, where they're flying in from, where their home is, how you all want to meet at this one particular airport, and you want to be close to the same time so you could get a vehicle together. And it literally can, oh, you can even put in, like, and when we get to Branson, we all want to be at this particular hotel, so this is where we want to go, and we want to use the best rental place. And you can even go in and say, and we've got some food allergies, so we want to make sure a certain restaurant is, like, you could just have that AI be your concierge and your travel planner, and think outside the box, because you can have it do all of it for you, which is pretty exciting. It's not just a search engine, that's for sure. Okay, I got off on a tangent. Sorry about that. AI really excites me. So let's see. Now we move into one of the most powerful traditions we have, the mastermind. So this is where if someone comes out and leads us through the major definite purpose and self-confidence formula. And who would like to do that? I would like to get a volunteer on this magical Monday morning. Someone out there to pop on out, press star 6, and take us through. All right, you all gotta wake up there.
Oh yeah, Lori Sue.
Oh, thank you, Minister Christian. Love you so much. Thank you, thank you. Take it away.
Okay, I don't break up. The internet has been a little different today. However, if you can hear me, wonderful. Glad to be here. Glad to be on the live list, as always, where all great things start. I'm going to read the major definite purpose. My major definite purpose. By the day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of a freedom crusader. Oh, yeah. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life. And I will never give up endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it out loud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. Thank you, family. It is always an honor to read our major definite purpose. Without one, we would not know where to go. Wishing you all the best and never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you're meant to be right here, right now. Love you.
Sweet. Oh, Minister Christian, I love your energy. You're always fully present. And yes, you are. You bring the fire. So let's open the lines and cheer him on. Let him know how much we love and appreciate him. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right.
There you go, Minister Christian. Thank you.
Yes. So beautiful. Well, well done. Well done, my friend. So I know some of you have been here on this call for years. I know Mike even talks about being here, I think he said 2009. So I know that some of you have read Think and Grow Rich more times than you can even count. And you've heard this awesome story, the Carnegie story. And I know you know how it goes. And I'm one of you, honestly. So for a long time, I'd hear it and think, go through in the part where he, as a journalist, goes out to meet with Carnegie, you know, and I'm like, okay, yeah, he's a journalist. Carnegie has this bold mission for him, and it's going to be 20 years, and got that. And I just kind of let it wash over me, and all the time just like, yeah, that's really amazing. That's cool. But I had a shift, you know. I stopped asking about, isn't that an amazing story, which it truly is. It's an amazing story about Napoleon Hill. But I started asking, where's my Carnegie moment? Because here's the part that doesn't get talked about a whole lot, and that's that Hill almost said no. Like, he had 60 seconds to decide in that moment, right, when Carnegie's talking to him and he's asking him. And Carnegie's like, there's no salary, you know, there's no contract, there's no guarantee really of anything. It's just like a mission and a belief in these certain principles. So, like Carnegie truly believed that these principles existed, but there was no, like, proof or anything, right? But so before Hill had found a single one of them even, like, he didn't even know any of the principles yet. That one question, will you do it? You know, and Hill said yes. He said yes, but, like, before the fear had a chance to talk him out of it. And I just thought, a part of me asked, how many times has life handed you a 60-second window? And you asked for more time to think about it. And I can honestly say more times than I want to admit. So I've had moments where something landed right in my lap, a conversation, an idea, an opportunity. And instead of saying yes, I really let fear disguise itself as wisdom, you know. Oh, this is the best way to go. You shouldn't, you know, and talk myself right out of it. I don't know if that sounds familiar to any of you guys, but I guess the thing that really gets me is Carnegie, he didn't offer Hill money, but he offered him a purpose. And he didn't make Hill rich, but he made Hill believe that something worth finding was out there. And that belief, that in, like, invisible, unprovable belief, it launched 20 years of work that's now touched millions of people, millions, and including us, actually, including every single person on this call right now. So whether you've heard this story 100 times or this is the very first time you're going to hear it, I just really would love for you to hear it fresh today. And ask yourself honestly, what am I believing in right now that I haven't fully acted on yet? Because that might be your kettle. And we're about to talk about exactly that. Exactly that. And what to do with it. So we're going to be reading again in page 163. And hopefully that question will stand out to you. So page 163. We're on the kind of on the lower part, that last paragraph. As far as science has been able to determine, the entire universe consists of but two elements, matter and energy. Okay, matter and energy. That's it. Though the combination of energy and matter has been created, everything perceptible to man, from the largest star, which floats in the heavens, down to and including man himself. So you have access to both. You are now engaged in the task of trying to profit by nature's methods. You are, sincerely and earnestly, we hope, trying to adapt yourself to nature's laws by endeavoring to convert desire into its physical or monetary equivalent. You can do it. It has been done before. You can build a fortune through the aid of laws which are immutable. But first, you must become familiar with these laws and learn to use them. Through repetition and by approaching the description of these principles from every conceivable angle, the author hopes to reveal to you the secret through which every great fortune has been accumulated. Strange and paradoxical as it may seem, the secret is not a secret. Nature herself advertises it in the earth on which we live, the stars, the planets suspended within our view, in the elements above and around us, in every blade of grass and every form of life within our vision. Nature advertises this secret in the terms of biology, in the conversion of a tiny cell so small that it may be lost on the point of a pin into the human being now reading this line. This conversion of desire into its physical equivalent is certainly no more miraculous. So did you guys catch that? This light, the life that we are, the human being that we are, is miraculous. And what we've got going, what we can put together as humans, this desire is just as miraculous, and what we can do with it. Do not become discouraged if you do not fully comprehend all that has been stated, unless you have long been a student of the mind. It is not to be expected that you will assimilate all that is in this chapter upon first reading. I love that. And that reminds me of something I just experienced recently, and I received a huge statement, kind of a blessing, kind of a reading, if you will. And there are so many things in our lives that when we, you know, when it lands, we don't fully understand it. But that's where reading, like we do, we read the same thing over again. We kind of circulate through it. And writing, definitely writing and journaling are so powerful in helping us to really see through things and really understand things. Maybe not at first, but as we keep continuing to seek and to know, then it becomes clearer and clearer. And like he says, back to reading, but you will, in time, make good progress. The principles which follow will open the way for understanding of imagination. Assimilate that which you understand as you read this philosophy for the first time. Then, when you reread and study it, there's the key, you will discover that something has happened to clarify it and give you a broader understanding of the whole. Above all, do not stop nor hesitate in your study of these principles until you have read the book at least 3 times, for then you will not want to stop. And I can testify to that. I know I've read it more than 3 times, and I do not want to stop. I'm so grateful for being here and these words that we get to read each day. So how to make practical use of imagination. Ideas are the beginning points of all fortunes. Ideas are products of the imagination. Let us examine a few well-known ideas which have yielded huge fortunes with the hope that these illustrations will convey definite information concerning the method by which imagination may be used in accumulating riches. And here we have it right here. The Enchanted Kettle. 50 years ago, an old country doctor drove to town. Hitched his horse quietly, that tells you how long ago, right? Hitched his horse quietly, slipped into a drugstore by the back door, and began dickering with a young drug clerk. His mission was destined to yield great wealth to many people. It was destined to bring to the South the most far-flung benefit since the Civil War. For more than an hour behind the prescription counter, the old doctor and the clerk talked in low tones. Then the doctor left. He went out to his buggy and brought back a large old-fashioned kettle, a big wooden paddle used for stirring the contents of the kettle, and deposited them in the back of the store. The clerk inspected the kettle, reached into his inside pocket, took out a roll of bills, and handed it over to the doctor. The roll contained exactly $500, the clerk's entire savings. The doctor handed over a small slip of paper on which was written a secret formula. The words on that small slip of paper were worth a king's ransom, but not to the doctor. Those magic words were needed to start the kettle to boil. But neither the doctor nor the young clerk knew what fabulous fortunes were destined to flow from the kettle. The old doctor was glad to sell the outfit for $500. The money would pay off his debts and give him freedom of mind. The clerk was taking a big chance by staking his entire life savings on a mere scrap of paper and an old kettle. He never dreamed his investment would start a kettle to overflowing with gold and would surpass the miraculous performance of Aladdin's lamp. What the clerk really purchased was an idea. The old kettle and the wooden paddle and the secret message on a slip of paper were incidental. The strange performance of that kettle began to take place after the new owner mixed with the secret instructions an ingredient of which the doctor knew nothing. Read this story carefully. Give your imagination a test. See if you can discover what it was that the young man added to the secret message which caused the kettle to overflow with gold. Remember as you read that this is not a story from Arabian Nights. Here you have a story of facts, stranger than fiction, facts which began in the form of an idea. Let us take a look at the vast fortunes of gold this idea has produced. It has paid and still pays huge fortunes to men and women all over the world who distribute the contents of the kettle to millions of people. The old kettle is now one of the world's largest consumers of sugar, thus providing jobs of a permanent nature to thousands of men and women engaged in growing sugarcane and in refining and marketing sugar. The old kettle consumes annually millions of glass bottles and probably aluminum today, providing jobs to huge numbers of glass workers. The old kettle gives employment to an army of clerks, stenographers, copywriters, and advertising experts throughout the nation. Still advertising and marketing today. It has brought fame and fortune to scores of artists who have crafted magnificent pictures and videos, describing this product. The old kettle has converted a small southern city into the business capital of the South, where it now benefits directly or indirectly every business and practically every resident of that city. The influence of this idea now benefits every civilized country in the world, pouring out a continuous stream of gold to all who touch it. Gold from the kettle built and maintains one of the most prominent colleges of the South, where thousands of young people receive the training essential for success. The old kettle has done other marvelous things all throughout the world, all through the World Depression even, when factories, banks, and business houses were folding up and quitting by the thousands. The owner of the enchanted kettle went marching on, giving continuous employment to an army of men and women all over the world and paying out extra portions of gold to those who long ago had faith in the idea. If the product of that old brass kettle could talk, it would tell thrilling tales of romance in every language. Romances of love, romances of business, romances of professional men and women who are daily being stimulated by it. The author is sure of at least one such romance, for he was part of it, and it all began not far from the very spot on which the drug clerk purchased the old kettle. It was here that the author met his wife, and it was she who first told him of the enchanted kettle. It was the product of the kettle they were drinking when he asked her to accept him, for better or worse. Now that you know the content of the enchanted kettle is a world-famous drink, it is fitting that the author confesses that the home city of the drink supplied him and his wife. Also, that drink itself provides him with stimulation of thought without intoxication, and thereby it serves to give the refreshment of mind, which an author must have to do. Let me read that again. Gives the refreshment of mind, which an author must have to do his best work. So, I think I want to leave it right there. The secret's not a secret, right? It's written in everything around us. So it's talking about the conversion of a single cell into a human being. If that's possible, why are we still doubting our ideas, right? So he said, do not become discouraged if you do not fully comprehend all that has been stated. Do not stop nor hesitate in your study of these principles until you've read this book 3 times. Like, make it part of your being. It's not perfection, but it's persistence. And that's all he's asking us for. So I want you to think about what idea have you had recently that you might have dismissed a little too quickly. Maybe you've been thinking about that along the way as we read The Enchanted Kettle. That was more than 50 years ago, right? We heard about him hitting his horse there. This was an old country doctor, a back door, a young clerk, and a mission that would change the world. Seriously. And neither one of them fully understood it yet. So it was $500. Was his entire savings, and the doctor was relieved to sell it. So what would you change in your life if you believed in your vision with that kind of commitment? Not someday belief, but all in belief, like Bobby says, a full body yes belief. So what did the young clerk add? I know you guys have been thinking about it along the way. What was the ingredient the doctor knew nothing about? I want you to think about that, because that is what we're going to talk about. I hope that stirred some things for you. And I want to hear from you, because it's time to go ahead and go into the mastermind. I especially want to hear from you about your thoughts, and maybe some things that came up for you, some of your ideas, some of the ways you've gotten over not staying still, but actually taking advantage and jumping on that idea. We especially want to hear from you. And even if you're new to this call, this is not about perfection. This is about participation. We totally want you to be a part of this call. If you're new, feel free. We'd love to hear your voice and just come out and say hi and tell us your name and where you're calling from. We'd love to hear you. And let's see. I guess there's a few guidelines. Let's try and keep it to 2 to 3 minutes maximum, so everyone can come out and share. You unmute by pressing *6, and then once you're finished, press *6 again. I'm looking forward to hearing all that you have, all that you're thinking about. And let's go ahead and kick off this mastermind. Ashley, do you have it in the right mode? Is it in mute? Oh, okay.
It is.
Thank you, Ashley. I have a kitty cat trying to jump on my computer. I don't know why cats are attracted to computers. Probably because I'm focused on it. All right. My chat says 90 seconds each person. But
what's up, Lori?
Don't listen to chat. Hey, Paul. Good to hear you. Thank
How's
you
it going?
For being here. Good. I hope it's okay that I hosted today.
No, that's unacceptable. Of course. You did awesome.
Back
Thank
up,
you.
Back up.
You're like, I hope it's okay that I volunteered to go the extra mile and show initiative and leadership. Why, yes, Lori Sue, that's exactly what we want to happen.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Great call. Thank you so much for the service. It's good to hear you and the energy from everyone today. Hope you're all having a great Monday. This is interesting. So the Coca-Cola company, just some random stats, they sold $47.94 billion in 2025, $47.6 billion in 2024, $45.75 billion in 2023, and that's just 3 years. So imagine how much that formula has been worth since it originally came into existence and came to market. It staggers the imagination. But the interesting thing that I wanted to share in relation to this story is about a month or two ago, I saw on social media where someone had, using artificial intelligence, reverse engineered the Coca-Cola formula and created some samples. And they were doing taste tests with people on these samples that they had created. And many of the people either thought that it was Coke or thought that it tasted better than Coke. And I thought that was so interesting. And I immediately thought of this story. I thought of this story and how much that formula has been worth and how now... That's one, now ethical, all ethical considerations aside, just looking at this for the value of what it means to all of us, I think, is that we now have the ability to do things and learn things and discover things that were not heretofore available to us with the technology that's here. All of the excuses of, well, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do next. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. They should all be eliminated because we have the ability to learn exactly what we need to learn for our next step with the technology that's available to us. And it begs the question, this experiment with the AI and the Coca-Cola is like, okay, well, if things can be reverse engineered, where is the value? If I can go create something and then someone can reverse engineer it, what's the point? What's the use and where is the value? And one answer to that, I think there are several answers to that, but one answer is part of the value is in your ability to continually imagine new ways of doing things and new ways of servicing and new ways of moving forward and new ways of leading. That imagination, I listened to a podcast today where this venture capitalist was talking about founders and how in the first part of the 1900s, there arose this idea that, well, okay, a founder founds a company and then you train managers to manage the company. And, organizations are big and they need managers. And he was talking about how in a time of rapid change, that is not the best way to do it because managers are trained to manage things. They're not trained to create and reimagine and reinvent and pivot and shift and move with the changing market. And so he was kind of making the point that founders need to be involved. That's one of the best formulas for growing and continuing to grow. And as home business entrepreneurs, we are all founders. We are all founders of our own dream of freedom, our own passive income project. And we need that ability to imagine and shift and move and learn and grow and be nimble with the market And we have so many tools available to us to help us do that now. And it's an exciting time to be alive. It really is. So I don't know. I wanted to share that. I thought that was interesting, the whole reverse engineering thing with Coca-Cola. And, you know, want to encourage all of us to make it a great day, take advantage of the resources that we have available to us to move forward and deliver value. And, you know, take a step today. Take a forward step. Thanks for letting me share, Lori Sue. Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you so much. Thank you for sharing that. That is so powerful. Yeah, no excuses, really. Like, that's what I think hit me today was like, yeah, we have access to so much, and we're not alone. And you also made me think of, like, my son, my oldest son, Spencer. You guys, some of you have met him. He's come out to a couple of the events that we've had. And he started a new job about it's been 3 years now. But he is in charge of all these teams that manage teams for contracts with Microsoft. But the thing that I'm just going to make it short is what he said was, you know, hey, Mom, this is like kind of crazy because the managers that don't know how to manage they're trying to understand managing when that doesn't work anymore because of like what you said, things are moving at a really fast rate. And the ones that he chooses, because he gets to select, you know, who his team leaders are going to be, and then he also gets to select who goes on each of those teams, 15 to 20 per team, and maybe 15 leaders. And he said, the ones who have that forward thinking, the ones who already have the personality and the character of getting excited about new ideas, and they're not set in a certain way, they do better. They do a lot better. They stay open and they want to learn, and they are excited about, you know, even laying, they have, I didn't even notice, they have like glass cables. There are lines that run through things that are completely glass. So it's really, maybe I'm not even supposed to share that because I know there's things that we're not supposed to share when it comes to Microsoft, but that fascinates me. But it's the kids that come in that are excited and open-minded and have ideas of their own, but they're willing to learn and grow and put in their ideas. They have neat team meetings, and they're so different from the team meetings I used to have that you just sit and listen. But no, these kids are bringing in ideas and thinking outside the box, thinking of better ways to do things. And anyway, I'm excited. Thank you so much for sharing that. I went off again. Thank you, Paul. Just a lot to think about, a lot of food for thought. Thank you. Who else is out there and would like to share? It's exciting. Changing lives since, 1937. And it keeps working. The principles are true. The things I was thinking of too. Your imagination is not a decoration. It is a faculty. It's a tool, right? That's what he calls it, a faculty.
Oh, yeah.
Minister Christian, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thanks for your music. Thanks for the butter and honey. Honey and butter.
Yeah, putting the honey butter on a Monday morning. I love it. I love the whole call. I love what Paul was saying. And, you know, I'm just thankful to be here with everybody. I'm in the age of this AI, this new technology. And like Paul, I agree. This is the best time ever. I mean, do we actually have a choice? It's the only time ever, right? But to me, I look at it like we're lucky. We're fortunate to be here at this time for some ordained reason. I feel we're all here meeting at this moment. I believe no things are accidental. So in saying that, what I've learned is that now that we have the ability to have all questions answered, it doesn't take a whole lot of research. Even when my sons asked me things, recently I had one going into business, and he was asking about, you know, an LLC, what should I do, and this and that. Of course, I referred him to the financial literacy program that's in our community. But other than that, ask AI. how to set up an LLC or a trust or whatever. I mean, whatever you need to know, it comes. So I find him asking me less questions. I see him doing more on his own, which is wonderful that, you know, my sons can ask AI something and he can get the answer and do it on his own, which goes to another level. It's like, what's the excuse now for a person not doing things? You know, mm-hmm. used to be able to hide behind excuses right. a lot. And it's fashionable for some people to talk about how hard it is up here. Oh, Lord, it's so hard. Okay. You can come out with the biggest excuses, but it doesn't stop the fact that if you want something to happen, then you have to do it no matter what. If you're going to do it or you're not, either like Henry Ford said, either think you can or you can't. And I believe that I can do all things. All things are possible. All things. Like, I like what Paul says a lot, too. I think he quoted someone. I don't know who it was. But it says, if it's possible in the universe, it's possible in me. Possible in the world, possible in me. I think they just said that in the reading today, in Napoleon Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do it. Yeah. You can do it.
It's been done. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
We never give up.
Keep moving forward. I think about the kettle. I have a kettle now. Well, actually, I'm about to purchase a kettle. But, you know, I hand make my mom's, you know, my grandmother and her grandmother's praline cans, and it prints money. People buy it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that a person can, and then I'm about to get a kettle, and it's going to do more. But I'm saying that to say this. If a person can reverse engineer Coca-Cola and create something that tastes just as good or better, then that person has their own tribe. They're putting their vibe out. They're marketing something that, if Coca-Cola is selling, you know, $40 billion a year, you know, come on, just let me sell a million, right? I mean, people know me enough where if you want to take and go into business, everybody loves candy, and a lot of people sell pralines where I live in New Orleans. This is a common thing, but people buy mine because of my personality. So we're all in business, and people are attracted to us personally. I love your music, Lori. So I love what you're doing production-wise. I love your intention on your music. It gives me chills, actually, when I listen to it. So I like how AI can produce that. You know, Paul did something with AI. Zen in My Den. We play it all the time. I look forward to everyone in the community being as creative as possible. And if you're called to do music, believe me, anything that I can ever do for you, I will. I'm always cheering you on. And because I've been into music 40 years, I could take someone like you, Lori Sue, who has maybe been in a lot less, you know, getting into it. I'm like the managers who don't change. I'm the manager that can change. I'm an entrepreneur, a manager, an executive. I'm a volunteer for my nonprofit, 501c3, but I've been on this journey for 40 years, and I'm learning through AI, and I'm open, and I'm happy to see people get into it and do it. So I'm learning from you, Lori Sue. AI is making my life a lot easier because I'm involved in court cases that are really like life-threatening type stuff. I haven't shared it, and I'll put it in my book at some point. You know, but I just appreciate this call because it keeps me focused. It keeps me grounded. And what I'm realizing now that with AI, you have the potential to do anything you want. I'm finding out that some people are just plain scared. They're scared to move forward. They doubt themselves. They're indoctrinated so heavy that it's hard for them to break out. And I understand. It's not your fault. It's the way the world has been designed. So now that we know better, we do better. And I understand the shift. Some people are not going to want to fly. Other people are going to fly. So if choice is yours, and I'm going to love you either way. So keep moving forward. Never give up. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Surround yourself around people that will edify you, like this call. Like I said, AI is here. Everybody knows what's going on. So if you're not doing something, it's usually out of fear or you're hanging around the wrong people. So I'm so glad that I'm hanging around the right people right here in this Good News Network. Love you, family.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Mr. Christian. Yes, this is the Good News Network. And don't let that fear. Hey, Brett Hudson, come on out.
Hey, Lori Sue, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Brett. Good to hear your voice today.
I love saying that. It's so much fun to say that. Makes me smile.
Thank you for saying it. I love to hear
it. You know, well, good. So I heard a great story. I thought I'd share an amazing story. So a lot of you probably have heard of Hobby Lobby. And the gentleman that started that business a number of years ago, he made a deal before he started the company. He made a deal with God that he would donate 50. He did a 50-50 deal with God, meaning for every dollar he brought in, 50% would go to God and the other 50% would go to grow the company. And last year, how much do you think revenue Hobby Lobby did last year?
Is it in the billions or millions?
Eight billion, which means he donated $4 billion to build schools and orphanages. And man, I mean, that's just to
that's
me
incredible.
Man, that's to me that you can't. That's a great story. It's like the guy that started Lord and Taylor back in the day. You know, the reason he called it Lord and Taylor is he went in business with the Lord, and his last name was Taylor, Lord and Taylor. Anyways,
oh,
back to you, Lori Sue.
I love it. Putting your trust in something that you can rely on, that's for sure. You know, there's someone
Welcome.
Else that did that. Who's that?
Oh, Donna? Sorry, Lori Sue, it's Gail.
Oh, Gail, I was just going to finish with, it's Steve Young, that was a quarterback. He did the same thing. He decided as a young kid that he was going to give 50% of everything he earned, and he started off that way so he could do it. So that's just fantastic.
The reason I brought that story up was because I also read an article this past weekend that the actor Keanu Reeves sold his entire car collection for $100 million. $100 million. He took that $100 million and set up a ranch in California, sanctuary for dogs and cats. So for any unwanted dogs or cats throughout wherever, they can go to his ranch and live out the rest of their lives with care and compassion. And it's just an amazing story that, you know, he got all his joy out of those cars, but he says that they were not living. And so he had a compassion for dogs and animals. And so he gave up that $100 million from that car collection, donated it all to set up that sanctuary. So just two great stories of people, just doing the right thing, right? Doing the right thing.
Yeah. And the money's energy. So put it to a good place, right? And now I just love Keanu even more. Love that guy. Okay, Gail, come on out, beautiful woman.
Okay, I just muted. Got a little relationship with my little mute button this morning. That was awesome for Brett. I mean, I never heard of that. You know, Lord & Taylor is just known to be a little bit of a high-end store, you know, a little bit above a Kmart, I guess, or something like that. I never heard that, so I love that story. And also Keanu Reeves, that's just amazing. Those are the stories that we want to share. Those are the things that this call is so valuable for everybody. This is what the mastermind is, you know, bringing all these great minds together. So I love it. And I thought about the Enchanted Kettle, and to me, the Enchanted Kettle is our minds. So we all have this, you know, kettle in our head that is filled with just amazing thoughts that we don't even understand the power that we have. And I that's another reason for the call, just to kind of like wake everybody up to understand who they are. They're not just going day to day mindlessly. When we start this kind of call in the morning, you know, it really just, it sparks your brain to start thinking, because we are really being programmed every moment of the day. Someone's wanting to program us anyway, whether it's TV, our internet, the YouTube, whatever we're watching, they give us more of it because of the algorithm and how it's set up. And that's okay if you're looking up great stuff, but you know, they're always trying to capture our thoughts. And this is a master class, really. It's a mastermind, but it's also a master class. So I love it. And, you know, if you have an idea, which I have lots of ideas all the time, I put into the AI, I have to say the AI secretly because my husband doesn't like it, but I put that in the computer. and I ask for roadmaps, right? So if I have a thought, let's just say Orville and Wilbur Wright, they had the internet. They could put that into the computer and say, could you please give me a roadmap and how to get something in the sky to transport us to another location, and give me a roadmap to do that, a step-by-step ideas. And that is kind of what we have in our hands. If you have an idea, you ask AI, can you help me put this into the world? Because I love the idea, but where do I start? Do I need other people? Whatever. You know, just give them the prompt and see what happens. Because I've done it so many times, and it just gives me, like, really cool stuff. And it's like, wow, yeah, that's what I was thinking. but it helps my brain, like, get into action. And I just think that sometimes that's what we're missing is the action part, because we do have lots of ideas, but we don't really share them because we're afraid they're going to sound stupid, or, you know, they're just beyond what we think is possible. But if we share it and, again, put it into the computer and see what comes out, then I think that, you know, it's just starting with a not a perfect thought, but it's a process that we can probably follow and, you know, the step-by-step. But I do love the idea of the enchanted kettle being our brain, because it is such a miracle. We, you know, a surgeon, you know, brain surgeon cannot do surgery, and then, you know, the families, when he's done, say, well, how did you see his thoughts or her thoughts? You know, of course, you cannot see our thoughts. So it is a miracle, and it is enchanting, I think. But anyway, back to you, Lori Sue. Thank you so much for subbing today. We love our booker as well, but you did a great job, and we all appreciate you so much. So back to you, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, Gail. Awesome thoughts. I love that. Yes, your kettle brain and mind. Like, when we find out that they're separate, our brain, part of our body, doing the functions, and then our mind, don't let the parts of you get in the way of who you really are. You can even ask, here I am working with brains and working with thoughts and emotions and feelings with people, including myself. And I'll go to AI and even ask things about that, you know. What are these behaviors I'm seeing in this child who's got so much anxiety? How can I understand this better? I've read these books and I'm still reading, but AI can come up with so many things. And isn't it wonderful that AI will say how great you're doing? Like, hey, don't let that get in the way. Don't let fear turn into wisdom. Don't let it fool you. You've got this. And you might ask a question, it'll say, yeah, you could tweak that a little and do it this way. And I just love it. I just love it. And I think it's getting better and just getting better all the time because of all you wonderful people.
Hey, Lori Sue.
Hey, Paul.
I mean, Jeremy.
Hey, just a fast one on the topic of AI.
This is my worker.
When you're,
it's been my employee for a long time.
Wanda, hold on.
When you're when you're coming up with plans, one thing I like to do is say, rate this on a scale of 1 to 10, and it will many times come back with a lower than 10 and then give me ideas for moving it better. And then you can look at the ideas that it gives you and decide whether you want to do it or not, but that produces some really good ideas.
Sweet. Thank you for that. What a gold nugget. Yeah, I think truly questioning it is a good thing to do, and sometimes you catch it, right? It goes, oh, my bad, or oops, I didn't see that. I love it. Give it a rating. Rate this on a scale of 1 to 10.
Hey, Wanda from Rhode Island.
I was going to say, I knew you were coming out, my challenge chick. How are you doing?
My challenge chick, I love you. I just want to say you did an awesome job. Great to be filling in today. I love it. When she was talking the mind is the only thing that we can control. We can either make it or break it, right? So thoughts are things, what we think we can bring to us. So I really believe that what we have here is so powerful. It's an incomplete entrepreneurs, right? And we have everything at our fingertips. It's just taking the action. It's plugging into the community. I really believe it's a product that moves the people. It's moved me. This product
has moved me. I believe that we can bring value to the world. So as always, do something good for somebody else in the space and knowing they can't repay you. And I love your leadership. I love everybody on this call. Everybody drops so many golden nuggets. And AI, I got to tell you, it has transformed me from the inside out. It's like an onion. It kind of peels you. But it's all for the best, to make us the best person we can be. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. I can't wait to see you all in Missouri, my Hollywood Square friends. So have an awesome day, Lori. And thank you for stepping up and being such a great leader that you are. I was telling my friend how we bent rebar with our neck. He's like, no way. I'm going, yep. I go, you know what? That was just an amazing event. And, you know, the event's great. You know why? Because of all, what everybody brings to the table for free, right? Everybody goes to that event, right, because we want to be there. We don't get sold anything, and we just all bring our authentic self, our hearts, and we have a wonderful time for 3 days. So as always, guys, do something good for somebody else in the space and knowing they can't repay it. I love you guys. Have an awesome day.
I love you. Oh, man, Wanda, thank you so much for that. Yeah, we do. We come with a I was thinking about it. We come like empty vessels to fill each other, you know, to get filled, but at the same time, we fill each other. It's just like such a beautiful experience, like nothing you'll ever experience anywhere else. And yeah, I met you there in Branson, Wanda, that very first one. We had that was awesome. I could go on about that too. But yes, the product moves the people, and I think that's why Coca-Cola still exists today. The idea is what's brought through even to today. Thoughts and things that are happening there. Keep it going. Amazing. Don't let fear dress itself up as wisdom, folks. Keep moving forward with those ideas that you have. We got a couple more minutes. Anyone else want to come on out? There's time. Thank you for showing up today, too. Well, there's what happened. I found my control. Actually, I've got this amazing product, speaking of products that move us, and it's working in the background. Sometimes it...
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Christian, for coming out. Minister Christian.
Hey, I just wanted to come out and ask that everyone send prayers to Mama Jody. She's still getting better. I'm actually here in Dallas. I just came in town, and so I'm helping out as much as I can here and also seeing my sons and grandchildren, and life is just going on and on and on, but I know our prayers are powerful. Please continue to send prayers to Mama Jody and her healing. And also Sister Deanne, who's in town, helping out, and Rita Joy, who's by her side. She's here now, actually listening to the call with me. So we just want to continue to say thank you all for your prayers. Love you.
Thank you, thank you. And send loving thoughts out to you and also to those who aren't here with us today, Mama Elizabeth and others out there that we haven't heard from. Thinking I could go down a list of many beautiful souls that we miss. So love and prayers and thoughts to you. Thank you so much, everybody. If today's reading stirred something in you, don't let it sit. Write the idea down right now before the call ends. That's not woo-hoo advice. That's what Phil would tell you to do. And Booker, I hope you and Linda are having the best time wherever you are. We'll keep your seat warm here. I love you all. The secret is not a secret, and it never was. So it's been waiting for you to take action on it. So I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I love that. Be the change that you're meant to be. Believe in yourself. Love yourself more, all parts of you. And we'll see you again here tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Love you. Bye for now. I'll get it.
special right here for you. Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles. No. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Things will always come to get us down, and it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude, that's when the magic starts. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. It's your life for eternity. Never be defeated, even if you are mistreated. Stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. I'll never give up my right to be happy. I'll never give up. It's my life for eternity. Never give up, never give up, never give up.